show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Don't be eating yogurt. Drink it.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Late Night Girls. It's Maritza. Hey, how you doing?
And it's your girl, Jen Mateo, and we're so happy to be back, coming back from the, what was it, a holiday, right? Veterans Day? How did you spend your
Memorial
Veterans Day?
Memorial Day.
Oh, right, Memorial.
My bad. All right, get it right now. Get it right. It was Memorial Day. Hopefully everyone had a fabulous long weekend. And if you didn't have a long weekend, well, I hope it was still fabulous as well.
Right.
Definitely wanting to recognize and salute those people that have served, men and women in uniform who sacrifice on a daily. Much love to you, definitely, because I know that's something I probably couldn't do. I won't even say probably.
No.
It's something I won't do right now. It takes special people. So really, I commend you.
Absolutely.
Salute you. Yes. So thank you. We thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
You deserve a round of applause for that one. There we go.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Woo! Well, alrighty then. It's definitely a long weekend. Jen came up to see me, and she spent the weekend with me, right? Wasn't it so much fun?
Yeah, we did have so much fun. We got to do that more often. Always a great time with your crazy self.
Yes, we did a couple videos. If you haven't noticed, go on our Facebook page, The Late Night Girls, and check those out for sure. And see how we hit the streets of New Haven. That's right. We ran into some street performers. We talked to a couple people. You know, we try to do that when we get together and, you know, let you see Jen and Maritza really are behind the scenes. I mean, you can hear our voices right now, but it's one thing to kind of put, like, the voices with the faces and be like, oh, that's them? Okay, yep. So that's us. Check us out. Hopefully we run into you on the streets. We might ask you a couple questions. We just want to have fun with you, you know. That's all we want to do, have fun and make your
life
a
little bit
happier.
That's what we're about. We have so much more in store for you guys, so definitely stay tuned. We have a lot going on, a lot of new plans, which is always great.
Well, absolutely, definitely. This show is going to be the bomb tonight because we have a very special guest with us. Right here from New Haven, Connecticut, where I currently reside. And his name is Manny James. We're going to do a really cool interview with him, get to know him, get into Manny's world just a little bit in just a few. So if you're listening, please stay tuned in just a minute. We will have Manny James on the line with us live and direct.
Live and direct.
Somebody's going to get us for using that one. We stole that one. We did. We like it. So it's just a little catchy.
So we're going to use it.
Definitely. We take it. We like it. I mean, we will give you credit. Don't worry. We're going to spill your stuff. What else is going on? There's, like, so much going on out there. Like, I hate to talk about, like, bad news and things on the show, but, you know, there's some things that are happening out in the world. One of the things that I did see that just really, it just bugs the heck out of me. It really does. There was, like, this thing about this whole ISIS and then Michelle Obama about her being sold for $40. That was what she'd be worth as, like, a slave or a sex slave.
Wait,
and they were like,
say
oh,
that
she
again?
Would only be. Yes. It was on Twitter about ISIS saying, somebody from ISIS saying that how Michelle Obama would only be worth $40 if she was sold as a sex slave. Yeah. And then so many people commented on that, but they were all like, oh, really? I'm surprised she'd even be worth that much. I couldn't believe, like, some of the comments, like, these people were posting right on Twitter, and they were just so disrespectful. Obviously, these are people that, you know, agreed and hated Michelle Obama and the First Family, so they're, like, going all out. I'm like, this should not even be allowed, first of all, on social media for you to be disrespectful. to our first family. Talk about disrespect.
Yes, absolutely. I always thought that was crazy.
Anything goes. Mm-hmm. Anything goes online. They have been the most hated family. I don't care, in the past, the people not liking other presidents or whatever, but there has never been so much disrespect towards the first family like it has the Obamas. It just hasn't. And we all know why. We don't have to go into it.
I absolutely agree. I've never seen so much disrespect on the president and the first family as I've seen with this current president. And a lot of the time, a lot of these people, whether they feel this way or not, they just want a say. These keyboard gangsters, they'll say whatever they want to say and just to get people to notice their comment or for it to go, viral or anything like that. So they'll say all types of crazy things. Mainly because they want attention, and secondly because they're just very, very sad people. And sad people want to make other people miserable. So I don't even respect it. So I don't give it no time. So crazy.
I love keyboard gangster. I actually talked about that once during a social media etiquette class. There are a lot of keyboard gangsters out in the world. They will say all types of junk behind that keyboard. Comforts of their own home and office, but the moment you get them out in public, be like, back that up, say that again. What? I don't know what you speak of.
Right.
Like, sure, you don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, back
so
it up.
These people, don't be a keyboard gangster. Be a real gangster if you want to. Be a real one. Don't be fake about it. Just, tell it like it is. Speak your mind. Back it up if that's what you believe. Like,
you're
the same person behind the keyboard, behind the scenes, as you are in the public, in front of people. Like, that is something that I just had to, really learn. Like, don't be two-faced. Don't shut up. Be consistent and really, who you are and what you believe in. So don't let nobody change that. Why are you scared now? Why are you scared now?
My home is home. Right. That's the truth, bro.
Don't be about that life, lying and stuff. No, it is what
right.
it is. That's
behind
you
the keyboard. Oh my gosh!
I'm not gonna really promote this right now, but I will say, check out the pictures if you're on our Facebook page. If we're Facebook friends, then you can see the lovely nails that I did for Jen, because I got that new mobile spa coming up soon. So the new nail bar. Me and Jen were playing around. It's actually kind of funny. So check out those pictures. It's actually on my Instagram page, too. MERIETAB. That's Marie to B. Check it out on Instagram. It'll have you cracking up, give you a little laugh.
Right.
And
I just have to say, I am impressed with the quality of work that you did. Because I'm like, I'm doing this. I see if she, I'll let her do my nails. It's no big deal. But I'm telling you, they haven't chipped. They haven't cracked. They're so shiny, and I'm loving them.
Woo!
I got a lot of compliments on them so far.
All
so
right.
It's like, it's been like 3 days already, guys. So
I know.
You do really good work.
Are they going to chip? Oh, my gosh. Like, I put the base coat and the top coat, and, I tried to follow correct protocol, to do them right. And so,
guys, she gave me a massage. She pushed back my cuticles. I was like, hold up, okay. And they find a new manicurist. Is that how you say
it?
Either way.
That was $3.99 for her. It will not be $3.99 for everyone. Let's get that clear. But, she was my first, first test client. Wait till I learn the rest. Wait till I get those designs on you next, Jen. You're going to be like, what? Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm excited about tonight's show. Definitely. We've got a lot of questions for Manny. I love supporting people from, New Haven and just people in general. This is what we do. If you are an artist, if you're a performer, singer, entertainer, whatever it is, if you're a small business owner, we would definitely love to have you on the show, and we give you a spotlight. For sure, even if we don't actually have you on the show, so we will do an artist spotlight on you. We'll talk about your business. We will play your music, for sure, as long as it's some good stuff. Don't bring us no crap. So hit us up on the Late Night Girls Facebook page. Just type in the Late Night Girls. We're there. You'll see our beautiful pictures right on front. You can't miss us. All right?
Right.
Because
we're here for the people.
And we definitely are. And I'm going to play something from Manny James. that, let's see, this was one of the first songs, actually, that I heard from him. And I was like, who's that? So I was listening to 94.3 WYBC in New Haven, one of our R&B and kind of like soul blues type stations. So here we go. I'm going to play Manny James. This is called Good Company, people. Enjoy. And we'll bring him on in just a few, okay?
The week has been hard. We should definitely set some time apart.
Hey, baby.
I could really use some good music and good company. And you fit the part. I hope I'm not going too far.
Going too far.
But the corner to the left of the door.
All right, that was Manny James, Good Company. I really love that song. Again, Manny James is from New Haven, and we're actually going to bring him on to the show in just a second. For those of you that are tuning in to the Late Night Girls, so I'm excited to speak to him. Are you ready, Jen?
Oh, absolutely, and I love that song. It's such a feel-good music song, like, you know, you just want to dance.
Yeah.
Of course, that's what it says in the music, but it's like a feel-good music, and his voice is so velvety smooth. I love it.
Yes, take a chance for me on it. Okay, let me bring the real artist on, you know.
The real singer.
Bring the real singer on. We're not going to even play any games anymore, you know. We're just going to bring him on. We don't want to waste any time. So, let's see. Manny James, are you there, my darling?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Good evening, ladies.
How are you?
Oh, hello.
I'm fantastic. I can't complain. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fabulous, definitely.
We're wow.
So
So listen, everyone, again, we have Manny James on the line right here from New Haven, Connecticut, singer, songwriter, entertainer. I have seen this man do his thing up close and personal. Definitely an awesome performer. Kept my attention going. Had me dancing and grooving. You're welcome. Very, very welcome. And finally, you know, it's been a while because we've actually been trying to get this man on the show for a little bit. But, you know, he had some things going on, very busy. It was hard to keep up. I'm like, okay, all right. I mean, this has been going on since last year. Like, probably around Thanksgiving or even before. I don't know. We're like, I need to get you on my schedule. I need to get you on the calendar. So finally, here he is, live and direct with the Late Night Girls. So,
man. I'm excited.
I'm very excited. Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you. You're welcome. Before you get started, though, I do want to tell people really quickly, like, how I actually heard about you. I was driving my car, just strolling down, you know, had 94.3 on. I'm grooving. And then there's this song that comes on. It was the Good Company song. And I'm just like, hey, who's this, you know? And then she was like, I think it was Venetia B., was like, that's Manny James, because I was waiting for them to say your name. Like, I was like, who is this guy? I was trying to get my phone out, and she banned it, didn't do that fast enough. So I was like, okay. And she said, Manny James, Good Company. I immediately looked you up and found that you were from New Haven. I was like, hey, he's from right here in New Haven. Like,
yeah.
I got super excited. And I immediately sent you a friend request on Facebook.
Yes, I remember.
And you accepted. I know, and I was like, oh, you accept it. Great, because, you know, some people are funny about that. They don't accept right away. I don't know if you, like, did your research. It was like, who is this chick first before I accept?
That's exactly what I did. That's exactly what I did.
I am so glad, though, that, you know, I'm one of those people that seem okay to accept. I seem acceptable.
Yeah. You passed
because
the test.
You are not the first person to do that. Like, an artist. And even, like, somebody that was, like, you know, on a major scale. And I was like, why'd you accept? You accepted me for real? Like, well, you seemed okay. I went through all your stuff. I was like, whoa, hey.
There you go. That must mean you're doing something right. That's all.
I appreciate that. We really do.
Definitely.
So we're going to let the people hear a little bit from you. Because, like, we already know that you're from New Haven. But tell us, how did this all come about? Like, how did you know that you were supposed to sing? What is your story from New Haven?
Yeah. My story. I've been singing since probably around 8 years old. And I think the first time that I realized that it was something special, I would say, I was actually doing, they had like a little program at the school. And one of the teachers asked me to sing. They knew I could sing, you know, from music class. And they asked me to sing, I think it was the Star Spangled Banner, or I think it was the Star Spangled Banner, one of those songs. So anyway, I remember singing, and I just remember kind of like everybody getting like really quiet, and it just felt like, I don't know, it just felt like the light bulb went off, and people were kind of looking at me, and I'm, you know, I'm just singing, I don't know, you know. But the reaction from everybody and the people, and then like the whole gym, middle school and the whole elementary school actually, and the whole gym just kind of stood up and started clapping and cheering. And I was like, okay, what is this? This is a little weird. This is a little weird. So I think that was kind of like my moment to be like, okay, you might be on to something. This may need to be something that you pursue. But the love, you know, I'm a fan just as much as I am an artist first, but I've always, always, always loved all types of music. So I would say it started off then.
Oh, that is so cute. Oh, my gosh. It's cool. Singing the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah. I think it was like third, fourth grade. Like, I was very, very, very young, and I just remember it clear as day.
Very cool.
So now that you're doing this more professionally, like, who inspired you, you know, to sing, like, the kind of music you sing, you're doing R&B and everything, like, who are your inspirations, like, singers are current?
Okay, so my list is kind of long. It's a big list. But I would say my most influential artist would have to be Sam Cooke, Stevie Wonder.
Okay.
Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston,
okay.
Boyz II Men, Donny Hathaway, the whole Motown era, the whole Philly Soul era.
Right.
Those are just, like, for me, those are the legendary artists who kind of, you know, they're all iconic. They all have their own thing. They all paved the way for artists like myself. I would say them more than anyone. I would say, you know, of course, there are more current artists that I listen to, like John Legend, Joe, and mm-hmm. artists like that. But I would say those artists are the foundation for everything that we all do. I mean, I listen to this day, I'll put on something from the 60s and the 70s. You know, even Nat King Cole and Tony Bennett. And,
yeah.
And I just, all of that is a part of who I am. So, you know, I would say those are the artists for me that really, really influenced me. Heavily.
I can see that too. Definitely, I could see mm-hmm. that. I mean, today's music though has changed so much. I still love like some of the '90s R&B music, even. This new generation of music, I just don't know.
Yeah.
I can't dance a lot of the music today. I can't.
Yeah.
Like some of it, you know, is catchy, and I'm like, all right, that's cool. But like, I like your music because it does remind me of more of that like old school type. Soul music,
quality.
Little bluesy, little jazz, a little mix of like, so yeah, it takes me back, and I think that's why I can relate to your music a little bit more, and I'm
mm-hmm.
like, hey, it's
mm-hmm.
just a little groove to it, so
mm-hmm.
keep doing what you're doing, and don't let this, you know, new age persuade you, and
I feel like you said, I feel like the music now is kind of missing the heartbeat, I like to say. It's missing the soul.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's, you know, it's kind of empty. So for me, I just wanted to do what I've been doing my whole life and what influenced me. And soul music is the basis of everything.
Right.
You know, Motown, The Temptations, the Tops, Marvin Gaye, you know, The Supremes, everybody. You know, Smokey Robinson, that's what they did. And that's, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's what I love and I appreciate. And I want my music to do the same thing for other people that their music did for me.
Awesome.
And I have to say, you definitely are doing that because your music is quality R&B music. What we have on the radio these days is not the same. Like, we can notice that. It's
mm-hmm.
very disrespectful towards women. You know, I find it crazy that these days they'll make it in a nice little beat and they'll just like say the craziest things, and I'm like, wait a second.
At
first,
let me clean up my ears.
What's that song
thing? I'm like, wow,
even like Usher, we're not gonna stay on this
thing.
Oh, yeah, talk about
he
artist.
Has a song about a stripper right now, which like I don't mind, and I'm like, really, like what the heck is this? But you are totally on the right track, you're doing the right thing, and I just can't wait till this shade gets away from the disrespectfulness, but you have quality music, so you're definitely going to go a long way.
See, man, it's just grown folks music. That's what it really is.
Yeah.
It's just grown folks music.
I mean, if you're going to touch on subject matter such as sex and all of those type of different things, you should do it in a classy way. That's how Marvin Gaye did it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Let's Get It On as a sexual record, sexual healing, as a sexual breaker, but it's so classy, you know what I mean? It's sexy as opposed to just being vulgar in your face.
Vulgar, exactly.
And, you know, I'm not a fan of that either. I got to turn the radio on turn it off when my nieces and nephews get in the car because this is just not,
mm-hmm.
you know. So
listen. Are you
signed
with any label right now, or do you have your own label? We just wanted to kind of clear that up and see.
Yes, I am signed to an independent label called Patriarch Recordings, and we have distribution through
mm-hmm.
Sony Red. My team is incredible. Shout out to FS and my management, Olympus Music Management. My team, a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff, you know, I put the work in, but they – handle a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff. And I got to tell people that people always think that you can, you know, some people think that you can do it on your own. And you can go far or you can, you know, progress. But if you got a
mm-hmm.
great team behind you, it really puts you in a better position. And they believe in me and they believe in my art. You know, sometimes you will get in a situation where they'll try to change you or tell you what they think. No, they know who I am as an artist, and they embrace that. And they encourage me to continue to, you know, explore my artistry and just to put out the best music possible. So.
Oh, that's a blessing.
Awesome. Definitely is. Definitely is. Keep that up. Shout out to them for sure.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Listen, where can people find your music?
You can find my music a little bit of everywhere. I would say YouTube. I'm going to have videos on YouTube. My music is also on Google Play, iTunes, Amazon.com. It's pretty much in every digital store. If you Google my name, it'll show you pretty much of every digital store. My Good Company video, I think, is about 85,000, 90,000 views. If the Sky is Blue video is doing well. The album actually, when it came out, debuted in number 14 on the iTunes R&B Soul chart. So,
oh wow!
Definitely progressing. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Just trying to work hard, and that's it. So,
tell other people, right? Well, go ahead. You go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say. What would you tell other people that are trying to get into this music business like you are? Because, you know, music has definitely changed from the way it used to be. Everybody was trying to sign up with, like, major labels. But I do see people going the more independent route. They're trying to do things on their own. I know you said you need a great team behind you. But, you know, what if people, they don't join a team? Or what would you just say to people in general that are trying to break their way in to be heard? Like, what is the best advice you would give that person?
I would number one say, well, it's a couple of things. I would say be humble. I would say don't compromise who you are. Work hard. Work hard and be original. Don't make sure that you're an original artist. I think that's probably the main reason with the main problem with the music industry today is everyone's copied the next person. You can literally play a song and put six or seven different voices to it and it will sound the same, even though they're different people. Everyone is just kind of fitting themselves into a mold. No one is being an original, you know, and I liken it to Prince and Michael Jackson. At one point, they were the two biggest artists, but Prince sounded nothing like Michael. His style was completely different.
So
I think it's very important to be an original. Find who you are as an artist and just develop that and remain humble and work hard. Just work as hard as you possibly can. And as long as you do that, you'll be fine. You know, I mean, there's the way that technology is now that you can actually become successful or, you know, actually sell CDs and do well on the internet and with all these other different areas, social media sites and everything. So there are advantages now that people 20 years ago didn't have.
Right, that is so true.
20 years ago, you had to, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, you had to ride around with CDs and trunk in your car from state to state.
Right.
It's great if you still do that, but you don't necessarily have to do that now because of Facebook, because of Instagram, right? Google Plus and YouTube and all the different places. Literally, people are searching for music all day long, and then you have the streaming apps and the streaming site, so you can definitely get your music out. I would just say also be innovative and do as much reading and learning as possible and never think that you're to the point that you can't learn anymore.
Right. I agree 100%. So,
right.
For sure. And do you write your own music too?
Yes. Everything
I'm
going
to
shut
up right after this.
Hey, all good. Everything on the album, I pretty much wrote. I mean, we wrote it as a team, but most of it, I wrote them. So the songs are, I tell people that God wrote the songs. That's the way I look at them because I know when I'm in the recording studio, they were just like, you know, just quick, you know, like 2 hours, 3 hours, the whole song is written and we got half of it recorded. You know what I mean? So I feel like God really had a hand in the project and the music sounding the way it does. And I think that's why it touches people. I think that's why people hear the music and they feel good. They feel like this song helps me through what I'm going through. And that's a great feeling. That's rewarding in itself. The accolades and everything is fine, but at the end of the day, I'm going to touch people, and I want people to feel my music in their soul. So.
Right.
Nice.
And I believe you're definitely doing that. And you're absolutely a true artist if you write your own music. That's so rare these days.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
What you know, lastly, we're running out of time, but I wanted to ask you, what's in store for us? Like, what's next for Manny Jeans? What can we look forward to?
Glad you asked that. I have a lot going on.
Great.
This Saturday, actually, I'm at the food truck. Here's the food truck festival, the first one ever. That's going to be
like
at Longworth. The day,
yeah.
I think the day starts at 11 and ends at 6. My performance is at 4 o'clock. I will be there with my band, So Eclectic. I'm also in the Hill at Roberto Clemente on Columbus Avenue. I'll be performing, I'll do an acoustic set Sunday there, 20-minute acoustic set, just something small, but I wanted to do something there. June 27th, I'm on the New Haven Green
mm-hmm.
with my band as part of Arts and Ideas Festival. That's also
oh,
at
cool.
4 o'clock. Yep.
June
13th, I'm at the Baron Grill on the Boston Post Road. I'm at about 10 o'clock. So the schedule is full, and that's just off the top of my head. I have some other dates as well, but if you go to my Facebook page or my Instagram page, Manny James Sorrells or Manny James or Manny James Music Life, I try to keep people updated on everything that's going on with me. So,
oh man,
that's
awesome. Tell people about this billboard.
Yeah. I'm getting used to the billboard. That's just, I'm not used to the billboard. It's a little weird to see a face on a billboard. I'm thankful, I'm grateful, I'm appreciative. It's definitely a step in the right direction. But you know that.
Yeah,
type
absolutely.
Thing.
I was like,
yeah,
whoa.
That's big time. I'm sorry. See a face on a billboard? I would love that. So congrats on that. That's a huge accomplishment.
Yeah, it definitely is. And thanks to thank you for reminding me. Thank you to 94.3 WYBC for always staying the first station to play my music. You know, everybody's playing it now, but it was the first station. Juan, Venetia, Jessica, Wanda, thank you for always supporting me. And thank you, ladies, for having me. I appreciate it so much.
You're very, very welcome. I was real excited for you when I saw that billboard of you. I'm like, yep, this is official right here.
Yeah, Oh, real quick, too, ladies. Also, I'm in the studio working on new music as well, so be on the lookout for that.
Oh, great. Okay. Can't wait for that.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you that are listening right now, we are speaking to Manny James. He's a singer, songwriter, performer. And we're going to just play a quick song, so don't go anywhere. Stay on the line, everybody. Right here, this is another favorite of mine, Manny James. She is loved. This one is very tonight. We'll be right back, folks.
Had to get her some way, somehow.
Some way, somehow.
This was no ordinary woman, for she was made just for me. No way I'm gonna cheat her, 'cause I really need her, so I give her all that she needs. Because she's loved. When she needs me, I am there.
Needs me, I am there.
Hey. Her smile is what I live for.
Ooh.
Every single day. Oh, to make her happy, I won't let nothing get in the way. She loves, and she knows.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Manny James. She is loved. That song actually
yeah.
makes me feel I am loved.
That was a great song.
Thank
yes.
you. I appreciate it.
Speaking of
Very
love,
catchy.
I hope you don't mind me saying this, Manny, but I just want to congratulate you on the air for your wedding, you and your wife.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. That song is about her, so she definitely... She's a writer. She's
That's
a co-writer.
So beautiful. Really? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I think I'm going to cry. Oh, my God.
You love things like that. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
You're amazing. Oh, my goodness. I'm
Thank
really going to
so
cry.
Much,
okay.
I appreciate it.
I just, you know, let me not go there. See, I'm going to go into this whole other thing. I was about to get sidetracked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
mm-hmm.
sidetracked. We're not going to do
I
that. Listen.
Yes.
So thank you so much for being a part of the show and just sharing, you know, with us and with our audience a little bit about who you are and what you're doing. Very much appreciate it. We will support you 100% on this show.
Always.
For sure. Definitely. So, you know, I'll share some of the dates that you'll be performing. We'll just share them right on our page for the Late Night Girls radio show, and I'll share on my personal page as well. So
Thank you,
make
ladies.
Sure people in New Haven get out, or wherever you are.
Yes.
We have people that listen from all over on this show. So
yes.
That's great for you. So I'm sure we introduced a lot of new people to your music today. And that's the whole
thank
purpose.
You
know, we want to
thank you
spread
so much.
The love. You're
yeah,
very
thank
welcome.
You so much. Thank you so much. And make sure let everybody listening, please make sure you go get my album. It's called Just Being Honest. I think you will thoroughly enjoy it. The music is from the soul. It's from the heart. And it's definitely something I think this music is missing right now. So check it out.
Absolutely. I agree.
Definitely.
I want to please check that out.
All righty. Well, thank you so much. Listen, make sure you follow him, guys, on Facebook.
Please.
Manny James.
Please.
You have
Twitter.
I know you're on
Twitter, Manny James
Insta.
Music Life. Instagram, Manny James Music Life, Google Plus, a little bit of everywhere. But if you go on my Facebook page, you can my artist page, my Manny James artist page, you can actually find all of my my Twitter page and everything else. So thank you so much, ladies. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Great.
We're going to just close out the show.
Great having you.
Absolutely. We're going to close out the show with you right now. So we just like to tell everybody, this is how we close out the show. Nobody, I mean nobody told you that they loved you on today. Just know that we love you right here on the Late Night Girls. But more importantly, God does too. Thank you for tuning in each and every Tuesday right here on blogtalkradio.com/girlygirlradio. We love you and have a wonderful, wonderful week. Thanks again, Manny James. We really do appreciate you. And peace out, everybody.
Later.
Good night, all. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.